Tonight at 7, Orange County commissioners are going to meet in the Southern Human Services Center for a work session on County Manager Bonnie Hammersley's recommended 10-year capital improvement plan. That conversation already got underway at the board's meeting last week.
It had existing programmings and recommendations, you know, from HVACs to parking lots to parks to security.
That's the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, James Zeta Bedford.
Just a wide variety of projects that you have to do to maintain these buildings.
At last week's meeting, Deputy County Manager Travis Myron broke down the details of the Capital Improvement Plan, or CIP. There are six big components in all: affordable housing, public safety, public schools, a water line in Mebane, various projects related to climate mitigation, and new initiatives to help people experiencing behavioral health crises without having to go through the criminal justice system.
And then it has an additional, I think, to $86 million over these 10 years of new facilities for the county, which would include a new EMS 911 center. So there was a lot in there, plus bringing in spending about $6 million for climate action projects, charging centers, more solar, more electric vehicles.
Perhaps the most notable component of the plan is funding for public school upgrades, to be paid for largely with a $300 million bond that voters will be asked to approve in the November election. Last week, county commissioners took an early step to move forward on that bond referendum. They will have to vote again on June 18th to officially put the bond on the ballot, but Bedford says it's pretty much a done deal.
The commissioners are putting this on the ballot, yes. We have kicked the can down the road. You know, we've tried to fund the classroom, the instructional pieces, and the actual needs are over $1 billion.
That billion-dollar figure includes much-needed upgrades and repairs in both the Orange County and Chapel Hill-Carbo school districts. A report last week in the News and Observer found classrooms with cockroaches, leaking ceilings, and broken heating and air conditioning systems, for starters. The proposed bond referendum would only cover about 30% of the total need, but Bedford says it's a big step.
That would get us started on some of the really basic functional needs. Every school would get the basics to be safe, you know, like fire equipment that we do every year, but upgrading some of the facilities, perhaps building new school in each district. The schools are still working on finalizing their plans, and they're going to present to us in the end of May.
May 21st, to be exact. Counting the bond spending, the total capital improvement plan is projected to cost about $900 million over the next 10 years. Bedford says the spending is necessary, but she warns that it will come with a tax increase.
So the base CIP, if we had done no changes, no bond, no new county facilities, and looks like a tax increase of 2.79 cents over 10 years. Then the bond, as I said, is 3.41 cents. They were also including $100 million of PAYGO, which is money you're using from your regular tax revenues. So that is a 2.68 tax increase also. So it adds up to 8.8 cents at this point.
It's about $177 a year if you own a $200,000 home. There is one other thing to watch. Typically, Orange County tries to limit its debt payment spending to 15% of its general fund, and the school bond will temporarily push the county over that threshold. But County Chief Financial Officer Gary Donaldson told commissioners last week the increase is only temporary, and the county's AAA bond rating will keep interest rates relatively low. That meeting of county commissioners is at 7 o'clock tonight. The Carbo Town Council also meets tonight at 7. They've got one big item on their agenda. Council members will vote to create an intergovernmental climate council that will facilitate collaboration on climate mitigation efforts with Chapel Hill, Hillsborough, and Orange County. Speaking of Carbo, a new restaurant is set to take over later this week in the space previously occupied by Coronado Pizza in the South Green Shopping Center. Flying Pierogi, which is already a popular food truck specializing in Polish and German street food, this will be its first brick-and-mortar location. They're having a soft opening this Friday from noon to 7. Visit our website, chapelboro.com, for more local news, including details about a natural gas leak that briefly affected Carbo over the weekend, plus blasting work that's scheduled for 11 o'clock tomorrow night near the intersection of I-40 and Old 86. It is 6:17, time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Almaz Jewelers. Big news out of the women's basketball world yesterday as Tar Heel star Deja Kelly announced she is heading into the transfer portal for her final year of eligibility. She is the sixth Tar Heel to enter the portal already, but Kelly's departure is not a done deal yet. She does still have the option of returning to Carolina. Deja Kelly is a three-time All-ACC first teamer and the eighth highest scorer in UNC women's basketball history with 1,858 total points. But while some Tar Heels are using the portal to leave, others are coming the other way. Yesterday, Grace Townsend announced that she's transferring to Carolina from Richmond for her final year of eligibility. Townsend is a 5'5 point guard who started for the Spiders the last 3 years. She averaged 13.5 points a game last year and led Richmond to their first NCAA tourney bid in 19 years. In action today, the Tar Heel baseball team is down in Charlotte for a neutral site battle with South Carolina. UNC dropped 2 of 3 at Virginia over the weekend, but they've been great so far overall, 26-6 on the season, ranked 13th in the nation by D1 Baseball. Here's head coach Scott Forbes on his team's success.
One of the biggest backbones of our program is player development. Obviously, we're in a new age where you can get some transfers and you can get some guys off the portal, but even then, when they get here, you want to help them get better and help them maximize their potential. And you also have to have guys like Kyle Purcell and like Maddie Mathias, and you name them, you know, name Angel Zarate, Trevor, whoever it is. They may not be this highly ranked recruit coming in, but they spend the time in the weight room, they work, they stay with it, and they find a way to help you win. And that's the key to having sustained success. You know, because in college baseball today, the days of winning 50, 55 games every year, they're probably not going to happen much anymore because of the transfer portal, but you still want to have a chance every single year, and that's a big factor.
And Scott Forbes speaking there. First pitch tonight is 7 p.m. We'll have it for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. Durham Bulls are also in action tonight. Game one of a week-long series at Lehigh Valley. First pitch there is 6:45. And in hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes are at Boston tonight at 7. Elsewhere in sports, congrats to the UNC wrestlers who just got named to the All-ACC academic team. Cade Lout, Lachlan McNeil, Spencer Moore, Jaden Scott, and Gavin Kane for the second time in his career. That's 5 Tar Heels in all, matching the program's record high, which they set back in 2014.